All right, so we're at For Heaven's Sake in Denver, Colorado. It's today, July the 22nd, 2017. My name is Dana Stovern. I'm the founder of The Magic of Somatic Money, and I'm also money medium and a spiritual coach. I help business-oriented intuitives solve their money issues from the inside out. Another way of saying that is I help get people out of their head space and thinking with money, more into body space and learning what's going on through body space with money relationship. A fun way to put it, especially when the mediumship part is going on, is this would be like having Teresa Caputo, Long Island medium, in the same room with Suze Orman, the financial advisor, and having a party with those two ladies. So hopefully that gives you some sort of grounding in the different aspects of the work. To do my work, I do not check my gift at the door. Money and money relationship is definitely on the plate. I'm also an empath, a channel, a psychic, a healer, a shaman. I bring all those gifts to the table to do this work, depending on who I'm working it with and what the issues are and what the money topic is. So real briefly, let's talk about what does the magic of somatic money mean? And let's start with the words. So the word somatic means body, and of course the word money, the money relationship. And this is about when you combine somatic with money, and that is money relationship through the body. And what I find is that when I'm able to get people off of their mental fixation with money, getting more grounded in their body and connected in their body with money relationship, that's when the magic happens, because the noodle bowl of money issues begin to iron themselves out naturally. And the method behind the madness here is that it's a whole idea of the world is not happening at us or to us or on us. We're actually in a co-creative act with our universe, and so we're creating from the inside out. So if you want a different money situation or relationship or environment that you're living in, you actually have to go into your inner world to do that work first. And oftentimes what I find is that when people are able to track and locate where their money issue is at in relationship with their body and get present there, the money issues in the external world begin to dissolve a bit more. Now, to take it to a deeper level, it can go even deeper than that, not only into just general body space or specific body space, but then into tissue, cells, DNA code, and the light field. So our money relationship, the root of it is vibrating in our light field at the DNA code level. And this is why doing past lifetime work with money, familial lineage coding, inner child work, shaman journeys, this is why this work is so imperative with healing money relationship, is because it goes to the root of the cellular code and does the work there in light of that money relationship. So as an overview, the magic of somatic money, you can go as surface level or as deep as you want to go, and starting with mental thoughts into emotional space, into energy space, into that deep, deep cellular code work. So any questions on the overall concept? Is that making sense so far? Okay. Then to give you an idea of where this work came from, I've got my story, so I'm going to share this story somewhat with you. And the development of the magic of somatic money, I didn't go chase it down. It basically came and found me and chased me for a while until I embraced it. So the story begins with, it was the spring of 2010, and I was 6 months pregnant with our son. My husband and I had a son, and I was 6 months pregnant. And gradually I came into a state of preeclampsia and did not know it. That's high blood pressure related to pregnancy. I ended up landing in the hospital in an emergency situation with 275 over 175 blood pressure. I was seizing, and they put me into emergency surgery, did an emergency C-section. They delivered our son. his heart did not hold. There was a Flight for Life helicopter coming from Denver over to Durango. I had to send the helicopter back because his heart did not hold and he did not make it. And I was on life support for 36 hours. There was a real question whether I was going to survive what happened. I came back. I was basically the miracle that happened in the hospital during that period of time. And it's amazing and a miracle that I am sitting here talking with you this evening. After I came back, I did have quite a few people say to me, did you see the tunnel of light? and I'm in the spiritual community, and I kind of anticipated that, but I didn't. A good friend of mine, after I'd been asked that a number of times, a good friend of mine sat down and had a conversation about it, and I was finally strong enough to hold some space and tune in with that space. And it wasn't so much the tunnel of light as it was, I remember being in a big holding area of blue light with these great big blue beings, and I eventually came to understand that they were the whales. So during my time on life support, I was with the whales, who are very ancient. They're the cetaceans on the planet, evidently decided to come back. Now, after I came back, I thought that trauma and challenge, my husband and I, we thought that was the rock bottom. But my life continued to unravel for another 18 months. And by the autumn of 2011, I was physically broken, financially broken, spiritually broken, and emotionally broken. I was cracked pretty bad. What ended up happening is at that cracking point, I ended up having what I now call a spiritual financial intervention. I'll describe what that means. My girlfriend, Mary Alice, knew things were bad for me, but she didn't know how bad they were. I had not really revealed that to people. And she knew that they were bad, and so she ended up inviting me to join her in, we were living in Durango at the time, she invited me to join her at Pagosa Springs, at the hot springs, where she was doing a hot spring yoga retreat, and to stay at the hotel room. And I almost didn't make it. I had a panic attack on the way there, and I was rolling dimes for gas broke. at the time, I was barely breaking $1,800 a month, barely making $20,000 a year and as a spiritual coach. But I got there, and she was at the retreat. I got the key from the clerk at the front desk, went to the room, walked into the room, and she had set the entire room up with aromatherapy and candles and tarot cards. It was like I walked into a sacred sanctuary. And I felt all this stuff just roll off of me. It just let go. And I felt myself surrender. And I literally dissolved in the bed in a pile of tears. And the next thing I knew, I felt Jesus materialize in light next to me, beside the bed. I could energetically see him, and he was shrouded in this white and gold light. And I don't know for how long we communed. And during that time that I was in conversation with Jesus, mentally I was thinking, oh my God, we're talking with Jesus. Remember everything he's telling you. But to this day, I cannot remember a single word he said to me. They wiped my data bank clean. But I came out of that experience. I know that I had had a healing with him. He had shown me things. And after that was all over, I sat up in that bed, and I felt better than I'd felt in a very, very, very long time. I was filled with love and unconditional energy and serenity, like every spiritual name in the book. I was feeling it at that point. I was glowing, and I felt really, really good. And in that, after he left, and in that space, I could feel a ripeness in the room, and I heard a voice. He was a male. He was a masculine voice. I heard a voice boom out and say, "Call in your spirit money guide now." And I was like, holy crap. I'm like, okay. And my first reaction was, I'm allowed to? I have permission to. Like, there was a barrier there of, like, this was okay to do that. And my second reaction was, I can do that. Like, I'm actually physically, spiritually able to do that. So I did. I got on the bed in Lotus, and out loud, I called in my spirit money guide, and he did not show up. And it was just, like, it's just so shocking to me, because I'm used to calling in spirit and having angels show up and ascended masters and divine ETs and the whole array of them. And here I was told to call in my spirit money guide, and he did not show up. And I thought, boy, I'm screwed. But the intent and the energy of calling that spirit guide in, it triggered something in the air. And the next thing I knew, a vortex on my right-hand side opened up, and energetically I got sucked down the tunnel into a past lifetime. And I spent the rest of that evening going on 3 consecutive shaman journeys. I was exhausted by the end of the night. And my spirit team took me to these past lifetimes, showed me what was going on. Primarily, I was engaging in spiritual gifts under duress and threat and torture and little to no pay and hostage situations and death situations. Like, it was really ugly stuff. And I would come back from each one of these situations and go through the instructions and the energy work and all. I would come back and I'd realize these were the energies that I was trying to function in and with in this lifetime. And no wonder I was having such a difficult situation with my money and my finances. At the end of the evening, after the third trip and coming back, I should probably say, no, I was not on drugs. I was told again to call in my spirit money guide, and I was like, okay, like, I'm going to call him in. He's probably not going to show up. So I called him in. He showed up. He showed up crystal clear, kind of like, ding, here I am. He is just a little bit shorter than I am. He was hanging out in energy space. 1940s male bookkeeper with the 3-piece suit in tweed and the spectacles and the chain and the pocket watch and the abacus and the ledgers and the numbers. And he is my 1940s accountant bookkeeper. And he has been with me ever since. He comes and goes, and I've also developed a connection with what I call a divine financial light team. That was when I really understood that we are all endowed with the birthright of having money guidance, both in this physical world and in the energy world next to us. We're not alone with our money. We've been made to think we're alone with our money, but we're not. We're not alone with our money. We have help. So it was from that space I came out of that like somebody had hit me like a gong, and my life was forever changed. And I came back from that, what I now call a spiritual financial intervention. Do you see why I call it that now? It's spiritual, it was financial, and it was an intervention. And came back from that, and I kept it a secret, because even for me, being psychic and a coach and all, you know, all the things that come with that, even for me, that experience was even over the edge for me. It was a lot. So I told my husband, I told my friend, and I knew there were 3 of us. And I didn't tell anybody else for quite some time until my spirit team started dropping clients on my front porch that I took into session, and halfway through the session, finding out they had serious financial issues, my spirit team would elbow me and go, tell them your story. And I'd be like, you're kidding me. They're like, no, you gotta tell this person your story. So the first person I told the story to, her eyes got as big as saucers. She was in a very serious situation with trying to get care for her dad in an assisted living facility, and he had dementia, and it was cross state lines, and it was a mess. And she had her own family to deal with. And so we took my experience and we started unpacking the tools in it. We started unpacking, okay, what was in there that you can take home to begin to work with? And we started unpacking those. And she what we were able to identify, she took them home, and for the next, she locked herself in her office. Kids knocking on the door, husband pounding. She's like, no, go away. 24 hours, she worked on this straight through energetically. And within 48 hours, she had a call from the assisted living facility saying, we're not going to kick your dad out. We'll handle it. If we need to fly you to Texas to testify in court, we'll do it on our own dime. Don't worry about a thing. The estate settled. It all worked out. Her dad was taken care of. When that situation happened and I saw the good that came out of it, I realized this work had universal appeal to it and that it could help a lot of people. And that's when I started paying attention to, wow, maybe I want to think about bringing this into my practice. And then after that, person after person after person showed up. And gradually, I got strong enough and confident enough with it, I launched Money Magic in the autumn of 2012. And went for it. We ended up moving from Durango to Paonia. And in Paonia, I have done the majority of my metaphysical money research there. The energy there is just really conducive for it. After launching Money Magic and doing the research with that, last summer I relaunched the work as The Magic of Somatic Money last summer, summer of 2016, and that's where we're at right now. I've developed a 22-class program. Every single step along the way that I've been able to identify, every session, every consultation that I do with clients and potential clients is also a research and learning situation, so I'm constantly plugging in, replugging in the work and creating this from the ground up. So what we're going to cover tonight is the foundation of the key tools of the beginning of the magic of somatic money.